USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is continuing to urge people to get vaccinated to fight the Delta variant of the coronavirus. He spoke out against politicians who are standing in the way of rules that say children should wear masks at school.
Trying to turn a public safety measure, that is children wearing masks in school so they can be safe, into a political dispute. And that this isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
The CDC says the daily average of new cases increased another 24% to 113,000 new cases a day. The U.S. Embassy is urging Americans to leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. 3,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan to help Americans and allies get out of the city of Kabul. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The people attempting to cross into the United States from Mexico skyrocketed last month, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protections. They said it was the highest monthly figure in 21 years. USA's Tim Berg has more.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
Mayorkas also blaming the Trump administration for reducing aid to countries like Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A St. Louis couple who pointed guns at Black Lives Matter protesters have been pardoned, and the former president is praising the governor who did it. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
We made a vow that 4th of July morning is put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has declined to block Indiana University's requirement that all students receive the COVID-19 vaccine before attending classes in the fall semester. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who handles emergency matters from Indiana, unilaterally issued the ruling denying the request by 8 Indiana students to block the vaccine requirement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.